Podcast. I'm Courtney Arillo here with Phil Sullivan. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Courtney.
How are you doing today?
Pretty bad, thank you.
You feel like a fool?
I feel like a fool, yes.
I feel like we all feel like fools, and I feel like the Jets players are making fools of themselves and fools of hopeful fans as well.
Are there any left?
Yes, me. Big Mark supporter still.
Well, we'll get into that.
We'll get into that later.
Today on this podcast, we'll look at where the Jets stand today, and I don't think anybody's real happy with where that is, what winnable games they have left, and what some of the Jet players are saying, because there's never a shortage of players mouthing off.
No, especially this week.
So let's start with, let me ask you, Miss Mark Sanchez supporter, where do you think the Jets stand today? Specifically, where does their offense stand today?
We need help on the offense. We need more help on the offense than we do the defense. Not referencing back to that our loss from the other day, Mark was bad. I'm not denying it. You know, Mark was bad. He knows he's bad. Every single presser, he's like, it starts with me. It starts with me. You know, I think that's the only thing that's consistent are the press conferences saying, I know I did bad, and it all starts with me.
Do they record new ones, or do they just use the same clip?
I think there's like a loop. They just change the angle a little bit, and I don't know. But no,
Photoshop a new tie on them, and...
Yeah, definitely. But, and more facial hair. He's not shaving. I think he's going to depression. No, but seriously, he needs to do better. Keller, I was really upset, but that was Keller's worst game, and even he said that's his worst game this, you know, his whole career. Was it two false starts?
Well, you have to love the false start. So it's third and like two. Mm-hmm. Keller false starts. Tebow's in the game. It's goal line. Mm-hmm. Then Keller false starts. They bring in Sanchez, third and seven. Sanchez throws the ball. Keller was wide open. Sanchez holds the ball like 2 seconds too long.
2 seconds, yeah.
And intercepted. And every Jet fan in the world was thinking pick six. Because Sanchez, not only will he throw the interception, he will throw it for a touchdown for the other team. But luckily, that wasn't the case.
And that's not good because Keller, that's like Mark's go-to guy. I mean, if this combination isn't going to work, then I don't know what's going to save us. Because Stephen Hill? Yeah, with the... He still can't catch. Granted, I know we need to use him because of our situation.
Stephen Hill caught, you know, so few balls in college. Counting on him this year, you know, once Holmes went out, it's not going to happen.
Which proves my point about who we're surrounding around Mark. Why it's not 100% his fault. Look who he has to throw to. And now I'm sounding like consistent in
these
podcasts. Well,
Curly stepped up. He has over 500 yards. The bottom line is Sanchez sucks. It's beyond the point of even defending
this
him.
This whole idea of bringing Tebow in is a joke in itself because obviously there's no improvement. If you want my opinion, and now we have this deal running, this whole issue of running back, which we brought in today, Khalil Bell.
Yeah, he sucks.
I know. So, again, is that really going to help the offense? No, it's just a guy. It's just a body there. Well, right now, we have bodies. We don't have players.
All
that's
right.
The problem.
So, your boyfriend, Sanchez.
And you know what else? I'm blaming Sperano on this one. I'm putting most of this on Sperano.
Okay. Duly noted.
Well, yeah.
But here's the problem. Sperano can be fired. And honestly, if it stays this way, right now the Jets...
I see him leaving.
16th overall in rushing. Mm-hmm. They're ranked 27th overall in passing. Mm-hmm. So we could say no weapons, we could say that, but the bottom line is Sanchez just flat out sucks. He's completing 52% of his passes. He's terrible. It's his fourth year.
Do you think he can see?
Sperano?
Like, I'm being serious. No, that's rough. No, I mean like see, like physically. Do you think he has a vision problem?
I don't think he has vision problem in eyesight. I think he's got terrible...
You can't read the play.
What they say, you know, reading the field. I think it's terrible. That Keller play is a good example.
Yeah.
Sanchez right now is ranked 30th overall in quarterback rating. 30th.
They went down to 30?
The list of guys that are in front of him, there are guys...
Is everyone else?
That flat out suck that are in front of him. And he just... Like, if you take almost anybody on that list, they hit Keller for a touchdown, and that's a different game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just want to reiterate again that Sanchez sucks. I don't know if I made that clear. Ryan Tannehill. Tannehill is rated ahead of him.
Yeah, it's not good. Listen, I'm not saying he sucks, but...
Blaine Gabbert.
But the thing is, Rex is staying by him.
Well...
I mean, everyone is. All the guys. I know we're going to discuss more what everyone else thinks later, but, I mean... You know, they seem to... Well, I mean, of course, you may guess. Look at your choices. You have to. It's like, are we going to win games with Tim Tebow at quarterback? Or are we going to win games with... Which one do we have a better chance of? We still do have a better chance of winning games with Mark. If you had to pick between the two.
You know what? I actually disagree.
You think Tim Tebow should be a starting quarterback?
I think right now, if the goal is to beat the Rams, I think Tebow gives them a better shot. Because they'll run the ball. It'll be the same crap that Denver did last year. Does that give you the best chance of winning a Super Bowl? Absolutely not.
Do you think we even have a chance of getting there? We have 7 games left.
Super Bowl?
No, not winning it. I mean, just like even being considered for like the playoffs.
No. They have 6 losses. It's a weak year for the AFC, but they're just terrible. Let's just kind of segue over to some of the winnable games. So they have the Rams. They have 3 wins. They have the Titans. They have 4. They're 4-6. Mm-hmm. Like, are the Titans even a winnable game at this point with as bad as they're playing? The Jets don't score any points. You have the Jaguars. So you look at the Jaguars. They're 1-8. That's the most winnable game you have.
Yeah, and then we go to the Patriots. Or Patriots come to us. After no rest.
Well, neither team has rest. And
it's a home game for us.
It's a home game.
I'm just trying to think of any possible reason for us to... beat them.
My recommendation to Jet fans that are going to that game is eat as much turkey in the parking lot as you can.
Why, so you fall asleep?
Fall asleep. Drink some wine.
Beard, wine, turkey. Just pass out during the game.
How ugly is that game going to be? It's going to be ugly.
It is.
But that's...
We played so well against them. That's the thing. I'm telling you, we play well against tough teams.
It's... This offense is just terrible. It's terrible. So does Tebow give him a better chance to win? I think right now, yeah. But does he give him a chance to win at all? No. That's why Denver got rid of him. They made the playoffs with him. You're going to get to the playoffs running this option offense or whatever with Tebow, and you're going to get slaughtered. So maybe it wins you 9 games during the regular season. The problem is the Jets don't know. Like, you know, Woody Johnson wants to sell tickets and sell PSLs, and I think he's looking at now the reality that winning is the best way, because he's not doing, the stadium's going to be, it's going to be empty.
Mm-hmm. You think it's going to be empty on Thanksgiving?
It's not going to be good. There's going to be, I think the only thing that will keep Patriot fans away is that it's a holiday. Thank God. Otherwise,
it would be all...
we'd have what we had in some of the other games.
Yeah.
Is there anything this offense is good at? Is there anything... Other than Jeremy Curley maybe emerging,
mm-hmm.
what, like, on the offense could you take away this year that's like, wow, that's cool?
The good player?
Yeah.
Or just...
Yeah. Everybody's either taking a step back or you can't even be happy about Keller anymore right now.
No, I'm not. I mean, Mangold. We have Mangold.
Yeah, the line, you know, they still have parts on the line, but it's just not the dominating, mauling line that
we've had. But there you go, you're saying it. It's the line. It's not just the quarterback. Yeah, I know everything always goes back to starting with the quarterback. Just like with basketball, it's always the point guard. It's always the one position that starts with the ball and passes it to the other players. But the pass rush, like, you just need to...
Well,
I'm sorry, pass protection.
I'll let it go.
Yeah, thanks.
If Sanchez hits Keller, who is wide open, and he doesn't take that extra 2 seconds and do 3 clutches, you know,
was he being
a touchdown?
But I'm saying
there was no pressure on him.
There was no pressure on him. No. I didn't remember.
He just didn't see it.
All right.
And you know, just another side note on Sanchez: when he gets sacked on the last play of
he's
the game,
done.
Can he just hold on to the ball? Like I know there's times where there's terrible pressure, mm-hmm. but can you just put the ball in, take your hit like a man, and like just like that last play of the game?
Yeah.
He instead of getting one more play, he's always got to get sacked and freaking fumble it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. He's regressed. Here's the biggest problem they have. They gave him this guaranteed contract. Dennis did an excellent job on Jet Nation. Go on the front page of Jet Nation. You know, he ran a recap of what he wrote a while ago. Sanchez's contract next year is guaranteed.
Yeah, so he's going to be our starting quarterback next year.
Well, he's whether he is or not, you're going to pay him. So
I say we just finish out this year. You know, I just say we just do what we have to do. We win, we lose. I mean, that sounds really awful. We need to just, I mean, I know we have all these injuries too, and it'd be awesome if we got Revis back next year. I just think we're going to be, this sounds so Rex Ryan of me, but I think we're just going to be a much better team next year. There are going to be so, half of the team's going to be gone.
Half the team's going to be gone, but,
you know.
Yeah, but you get Santonio Holmes back, so you got his attitude to worry about again. His ego is being pacified right now because this team is terrible without him.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's going to make him be more of a team player? This team needs me is what he's going to come back with. And then
I don't think he will.
Well,
and we'll have to see, but I don't think he will.
Who are you going to replace all these players with? Because Tannenbaum sucks.
Well, hopefully he just remains the money guy if he does remain and not, you know, the draft pick guy.
Well, you know what? When you're switching out GMs, there's a chance, and I don't think Rex should be fired, but when you switch out GMs, there's a chance that the GM's going to switch out the coach.
I'll tell you what, though. I wouldn't have a problem. I think Rex should go back to defensive coaching coordinator.
Well, there's no way he'd, you know what I mean? It's just not possible.
I don't think he can do both. I'm just saying, I think he's better at just coaching the defense.
His story might be that he's a defensive coordinator. But
you can see, like, even when he talks, like, that's where his passion is, and he's, like, more upset. But our defense is okay this year.
We've hired him as a head coach, so it's not an option here. It's not like he's going to say, all right, let me just take a demotion. That's not how it works.
No, I understand, but I still think he'd be better at it. But either way, I think we definitely need, if we're going to help out the offense in any way, we need to get rid of Sperano. I mean, the Dolphins are so happy that Sperano left them.
Well, like, when they fired Shoddy, Sperano came in, and there was rumors they were trying to get Todd Haley. Todd Haley was going to run the passing game. Sperano would run the ground game.
That's another thing. I just remember going to get Shoddy next week.
But why didn't they get Todd Haley? Is that Woody Johnson? Did we not want to pay him? I'm sure he wanted to go to Pittsburgh and work with Big Ben, but, like, you know, I don't think we have an owner that's going to go out and make the splash necessary to get what it needs to be done. So Woody Johnson.
So basically, the question is what do the Jets want to be? Besides, everyone wants to win. It's what do the Jets want to be?
They want to be I don't know, because Rex wants them to be a defensive team that runs the ball, and that doesn't seem to win Super Bowls.
No.
What wins Super Bowls now is
throwing and passing.
Passing, and Woody Johnson seems to be want to be somebody who has a carnival act, and you know, they're caught in this hybrid. Like you mentioned, the defense has been good. They were good after the bye.
But they get tired because they're holding up, you know,
yeah,
all the offense mistakes.
But the amount of talent on this roster is just lacking. They ended up, he wasn't a draft pick of theirs, but they ended up cutting Maben this week,
mm-hmm.
signing Ricky Sapp.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's all excited about him. He had two pressures. I'm like, if that's what we're getting excited about, this year is beyond bad.
Mm-hmm.
Couples showed some signs of life, but that's the biggest issue for this team. Who's drafting? We're going to replace all these guys that suck. If the same guy's replacing them, we're in the same boat.
And then everyone's being critical of us because we're coming off of a bye, so imagine.
Well, Rex gave him a full week off and go live your life and, you know,
well,
go have fun.
He had to also.
We know what he had to? He had to kick their asses and get him in and yell at him. He's not their friend.
No, I understand. I'm saying because of the weather.
You know, yeah, I mean, but that aside, so yeah, that
yeah.
would have happened either way.
Yeah.
But the bigger issue is
when you bring them back, kick their ass.
He just chose to let them have off.
Yeah.
He's too easy on them. So, that's where we stand today.
That's where, yeah, hey, another positive podcast.
So why don't you talk a little bit about some of this?
In the news now.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Like, as we all know, but more and more exploded today. It's been reported that anonymous Jets players are bashing Tebow, saying he basically sucks. No one's putting a name to their comment. But then it turned out that Manish Mehta, everyone's favorite beat writer, said that Matt Slauson claimed his comment. However, the comment that Manish published was from when Tebow was first signed months ago.
Feels like years.
It feels like years.
Slauson's comment was in defense of Mark.
In defense of Mark, saying he's no way Mark's the starter. Because, every week everyone's like, oh, is Mark the starter? Is Mark starting? Like, since the second Tebow was signed on, that's been the question. And then Matt Slauson was like, yeah, without a doubt, of course he's our starter. He's our guy. Mark's our guy. Tebow's not going to be a starting quarterback. And that was when he was first signed. But Manish took it as if he said it just 5 hours ago with all the anonymous players. So call out on him. That's not cool. And that just goes back to what I always say. The media makes shit up. It's just so stupid.
But I don't think that he had to make it up, because they said he claims he talked to over 10 guys that all wanted to be coming off the record, which I hate that anyway, because if you're saying it, say it.
Even Rex is like, if you're going to say something, claim it.
But the reality is they talked to over 10 guys who all said,
none of them is Antonio.
Tebow sucks.
Just going back to your little,
adding to the sucks list. And they don't consider him a quarterback. Mm-hmm. So that's great, because now we have a guaranteed contract for Mark. Tebow has contract escalators if he plays 55% of the snaps this mm-hmm. year or 70% next year and reaches some other
designations. I don't know why we need a running back so bad we don't use him at running back. It's not... that's really cursed. Screw the unpredictability. It's done. It's over. Your
he's
wildcat
too slow.
Package
he's
is
too done. Slow. He's... They had him gain weight. He's 250 pounds. By running back standards, he's just too slow. Like, they don't know what to do with the Wildcat, but he's definitely not a running back. So, I think I'll just kind of, if Tannenbaum's running things next year, you're looking at more of this. Because
I hope he realizes that we need to, in the draft, since we're going to be, we're going to get first pick at this point, after Jacksonville or something, that we actually, if we just, I don't care who picks, if even it's Mike Tannenbaum, if we address the positions that need to be addressed, then we'll be fine. The thing is, it wasn't done this year in the draft.
Well, they, running backs in need, they addressed it late, but let's just take the first couple picks.
Okay.
So they addressed pass rush and Copels, and he's been so-so.
Wide receiver.
Second round. And he's more of a pick for the future.
Yeah.
So, wide receiver is the biggest need. So they addressed it in the second round. But there's no way he's going to help this year. He's more of a project.
Mm-hmm.
So Tannenbaum just can't run the draft. That's the bottom line. He needs to be fired. The team needs to look different next year.
But the team is saying they're backing up Mark. Everyone's being positive. I know some people are being more positive than others, saying that they're going to make the playoffs. I'd rather hear it than saying, would you want the players of your favorite team saying, we suck? Like, no one wants to hear that.
Well, they're basically saying it anonymously. So, you know what? They're doing the right thing at press conferences, because they have PR department coaching them, but then once it closed, they're texting the reporters and they're saying the truth. They just don't want their name on it. It's a tough year, Jet fans. We've been here before, unfortunately, time and time again. The Super Bowl is not happening this year. Shocker. Spoiler alert.
It's okay, because it'd be awesome if it happened in 2014. Which, how cool would that be if it's in 2014? Which, did you hear? Total side note, this is what I read the other day, that they're building a separate terminal in Newark for the multimillionaires flying in for Super Bowl 14.
I did not hear this. Is this true? You're making this up?
I am not making it up.
I think you're lying.
I am not lying. This is what our tax dollars are going to.
Could you just be misremembering?
I read it.
It's true.
This is legit. I read it on Twitter.
Oh, it's gotta be true.
But no, I'm really not making it up.
So you gave a shout out to the you gave a shout out to who?
I gave a call out to Manish Mehta.
All right, so I have one shout out I want to give, and that's actually ironically to the New York Jets. Everything they do on the field, not good. Everything they do to the fans, for the most part, typically not good. Prices are crazy. But they did send out an email today that I thought was pretty cool. They said, if you're having any problems due to Hurricane Sandy and you owe them PSL money, email them, give them a call, and they'll work with you.
That's awesome.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That's cool.
Now, their option other than that is to have people just not pay it. So that governs it more than anything. But no, I seriously thought it was classy. And, you know, if you owe them money, because they had a couple payment plan and they said they'd be willing to extend it. And
yeah.
I just thought it was a nice gesture. And they gave $500,000 to Sandy Relief. Nice touch, I thought.
Well, I mean, a lot of teams did. And it looked like everyone gave $500,000. So
yeah, they probably, you know, collude a little bit there.
Yeah.
And
for anyone going to the... No, I don't know why I was just saying that. No, yeah, the game next Thursday.
We'll get the Rams on Sunday.
Yeah, and then thanks. Thank you. See, I'm like out of it. I don't know if the shuttle's going to be up and running to Secaucus. Not the shuttle. I'm sorry. The train. Because it wasn't today for the Columbia game.
Soccer.
So, yeah. So, no, the Colombian football. Yeah, that Colombian football. Yeah. It's,
you know what we could also do?
Way around.
We could also probably talk about this on the podcast right before that game.
We could.
I mean, if we're just talking about things that make sense.
You know, but this is just how I think. I'm always thinking about commuting because I live on trains now.
Okay.
That sounds really bad.
So anybody going to the game?
I live on the train.
Trains. Back to the Sandy front, the Jets donating. We on Jet Nation are going to be doing a charity auction, and we should have information up closer to Thanksgiving. So, you know, that'll be another thing on the next podcast. We'll talk about train schedules for the Thanksgiving game and charity auctions because, you know, we do things in order.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a bunch of items that we're going to basically raffle off. Autographed photos, autographed football, game tickets, luxury
ski tickets,
hotels.
Ski tickets, yeah. It's the real deal.
Legit stuff. We're going to offer it, auction it off. 100% of every dollar brought in is going towards families that were pretty much devastated by Hurricane Sandy. So, you know, we're not a charity. We don't have overhead. Every dollar raised, every item that we're auctioning off was either donated or paid for by somebody else. And every dollar that is bid on one of those, the winning bid on one of those items is going to a family in need.
And especially now, like around like the holidays and everything, it's just anything to like make anyone's spirits, you know, better.
It's a tough time. Trains are shut down. People are stressed.
You know what? That was a tough week for me.
I'm sure. And I heard all about it.
It still is. It's not fun getting to commute the commute to New York. And I'm sure a lot of people feel my pain. So
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of feeling the pain, I think we've talked enough about the Jets and extended that pain.
Yeah.
So that about wraps it up.
Keep the faith, guys. We can still win games. Nope. We do have winnable games ahead.
No, we can't.
Wow, we are not doing the podcast together anymore. Anyone else who wants to do the podcast with me, hit me up on Twitter. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we'll keep the faith, and it's what we do. Jet fans wear these seasons as like a badge of courage. We've been here before. We'll fight through it, and we'll keep believing.
It'll be better next year. In the meantime, still keep following us no matter how good or bad the Jets are. Because we're still cool people. At JetNation.com, on Twitter, at JetNation.com, and on Facebook.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you, Phil, and go Jets.
There you go. Thanks.
Oh, look what you've done. You've made a fool of everyone. Oh, well, it seems